Okay, everyone, let's move on to the next scene. Positions, please. When you're ready.
There it is. Just how I remember.
I still cannot believe that my shot at the big time is finally here. After all these years of endless auditions that manifested into nothing. After all the hope and enthusiasm that one day I might make it in this cutthroat business. Finally, this could be the job that takes me places. I don't know why I'm feeling so nervous today. I'm typically never nervous on the first day of rehearsals. I mean, I'm an actor, after all. This is what I do. But I guess it's not every day that you perform a passionate love scene in front of all your co-stars and crew, especially with someone you just met a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I've rehearsed and rehearsed as much as I can on my own, but doing this scene with a partner is gonna be new. Oh man, please don't let me screw this up.
Okay, that's you.
Oh, there's my cue. Well, here goes nothing. I enter stage left and see you standing at the ready, script in hand. Our eyes meet, and your warm smile immediately puts me more at ease. You look so relaxed in front of all these people. I can only hope I'm giving off the same vibe. It's only once I settle my nerves that I realize how good you look today. Most of us just wear sweats and comfortable clothes for rehearsal, but you're wearing a knee-length dress and a black leather jacket. Maybe you're going out after rehearsal. I don't know, but you are hot. Your hair hangs loosely around your shoulders today instead of piled on top of your head in a messy bun like it was yesterday. You're also wearing a slightly deeper shade of lipstick than you normally do. I like it. I know it's totally unprofessional of me to even think these things about you, but it's hard not to admire you. It doesn't escape me that I'm crazy lucky to work with someone so warm, friendly, and undeniably attractive. Our director has told us many times about the immense passion he wants to see portray between our two characters. He wants to see pure, raw lust in this scene. A passionate affair driven entirely by instincts. I have a feeling I'll have no problem depicting that with you. I look to you, and just as I glance down at my script to read the first line, I swear I catch a flirtatious glint in your eye. Was that intentional? Or are you already in character? I take a deep breath and begin speaking my lines. Is he home?
No, but he will be soon.
Are you going to ask me in?
No, I'm going to ask you to leave. Quickly.
I know that's not what you really want. Your eyes lock onto mine. They look at me longingly. Even though we're acting, I can feel my heart beating like a drum as you stare at me. There's fire in your eyes that looks so genuine and authentic. How could it not be real? Man, you're a really good actor. My hand caresses your face. Tell me to stop. I pull you to me, and I guess we're just going to go for it. Our lips crash together in a smoldering kiss. Your body melts into mine as you tangle your hands in my hair. Oh my God, the way you kiss me. There's good acting, and then there's this. I almost lose myself in your kiss. It's a good thing that the next line is yours.
Take me away from here.
Cut. Great job, Cedric and Zara. Why don't we break for lunch and meet back here in half an hour or so?
We pull away from one another and exchange a brief smile. Around us, the rest of the cast and crew begins to disperse, but for some reason, you seem to be hesitating to leave. I try not to think about the sensation of your body and lips up against mine, but the impression is still there. Was it just me, or didn't we really have some chemistry when we kissed? Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe you're just a really great actor. But something about that kiss felt so real. Like we felt each other. No. Who am I kidding? This is a job. We're just acting, right?
Hey, Cedric, do you have a few minutes?
My racing thoughts suddenly come to a halt. Your hand is on my shoulder. And you're grinning up at me.
Yeah, of course. What's up?
I was wondering if you maybe wanted to run that scene again on our own. It'd be nice to practice it without the rest of the cast and crew watching.
I can't quite read you. I mean, on one hand, you want to spend some alone time with me. But then again, we are scene partners, and we have a scene we need to work on. Are you into me? Or are you just really dedicated to your job? Yeah, I'd love to. This place is a ghost town during lunch, so we should be totally alone. Your eyes linger on mine just a little longer than necessary. My cock twitches, and a wave of desire rushes over me. Oh my God. I can't be absolutely certain, but I think you're flirting with me. Maybe you're a flirtatious person generally. Either way, I like where this is heading.
I want this scene to really show the passion between our characters. That way it'll be a nice contrast with the relationship my character has with her husband.
Something about your tone and the way you bite your lip still makes me wonder about your true intentions here.
I think that's a great idea. Let's take it from the top.
I return to my mark on stage left and start the scene.
Is he home?
No, but he will be soon.
Are you going to ask me in?
No. I'm going to ask you to leave, quickly.
I know that's not what you really want.
I reach out and grab you by the waist, pulling you close so that our hips press against each other's. Suddenly, I realize that I'm not acting at all. I'm doing exactly what I want right now. I kiss you hard, and this time I feel you kiss me back with just as much intensity. Oh, it's different from the last time we rehearsed. There's passion, desire, and a need. You're moaning into my mouth so quietly that it can't be for anyone other than yourself. Tell me to stop, I demand, against your lips between kisses. You sound like you're really enjoying this. You're enjoying it so much that I think you've forgotten your next line. You pull your head back just enough so that you can look into my eyes. You smirk a little and bite your bottom lip again.
Take me.
Oh, you're not acting. You really want me to take you right here and now. Oh, fuck. What an invitation. This might not be such a good idea. We're colleagues. Oh, but your body feels so good against mine. There's no way we can stop now. You softly moan as I guide you backward toward the couch on stage. I gently push you down onto it, raising my body over yours. I look down at you. Your nails dig into my back as you slide them gently up and down.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.